Why did I start the podcast? Well, there are people out there who are so busy that they forget how special they are. And I'd like this podcast to be their reminder.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Mocha Time, the podcast where we take some time out of our busy life to get a drink and reflect on both the world around us and ourselves. I'm your host, Mr. Mocha, and tonight's choice of beverage is a green tea with 1 teaspoon of honey. Normally I'd have a few tablespoons of honey, but I am trying to shape it up a bit. Now I seldom make mistakes, but when I do make them, I do own up to them. At the end of last week's episode, I said that you'd be tuning in for another episode in January's theme of self-development. And when I said that, I didn't realise that this Friday would be the 1st of February. In a sense, that's perfect timing, the first day of the month to commence a new topic on Mocha Time. February is known for many things, one of them being Valentine's Day. And predictably so, this month's theme is going to be about love. Each episode, we're going to tackle a different component of love, so by the time we reach the end of this short month, we'll all have a better appreciation of what love is, what it means, and above all, what it means to us as individuals on a regular basis. So without further ado, let's move on to today's topic. As you all know, the theme for this month is love. Our topic for today is, what does it mean to love oneself? And with that, let's sit, take a sip, and get right into it. Love. It's always a subject which I feel people are afraid to talk about. And I think that's because, in a sense, we condition ourselves not to think about it too much. Maybe it's because we don't have a definitive answer for everything, so we shy away from it out of the fear that we get it wrong. Perhaps it's because discussing it takes us to places which are somewhat scary or personal, and so we avoid revisiting sensitive areas. Nothing happens unless something is moved. And sometimes moving objects can be uncomfortable or strenuous, but it means that we move ourselves to better places. Perhaps places which enable us to better serve society. Now, from a very young age, we're taught many things. We're taught about basic manners, such as saying please and thank you. We're taught how to count, and we employ skills which we then carry forward with us as we age, and we adapt them to the different scenarios that life presents us with. The one thing that I'd say is consistently taught, in spite of age or generation, is the idea that we must always think of others before ourselves. If I think back on it critically, I can't remember when exactly I was taught that myself. Perhaps it was something that I observed from how my parents interacted, in that they always put me first, or they put each other first. Perhaps it was something that was taught to me in primary school. But I suppose the fact that I can't pinpoint exactly when I was taught that lesson is a testament to how long it's been ingrained in my psyche. It's now become something instinctive, even though it's a taught behaviour. Or perhaps it isn't a taught behaviour. I'm going to park that idea for a moment and come back to it later. For now, I want to focus on what that lesson means exactly. Always think of others before yourself. Well, to what extent do we actually do that? Well, it really depends. In some instances, it can be something as simple as holding the door open for someone and letting them go first. In other instances, it could be noticing that there's an older man or woman on the bus that's just gotten on, so you offer them your seat and stand up yourself. Now personally, one instance that comes to mind is a gentleman who I see on a very regular basis whenever I go jogging around Newcastle in the evenings. He hasn't been too lucky with regards to housing arrangements, so whenever I see him, I'll have a short conversation with him. He'll always ask me how I am and vice versa. He asks me how far I ran today, and then without fail, I'll stop by a nearby shop and get him a hot chocolate or a tea. He likes 5 sugars, because he has a sweet tooth. And my rationalisation is that a hot chocolate to me, in that moment in time and in general, means very little. But to him, it means staying warm, perhaps even a full stomach, for that evening. Now I do that because I feel it's right in my heart to do so. I could say that what I'm doing is an act of love. And love isn't always romantic, mind you. I believe that love is an emotion which we as humans share, in which we relate to one another, understand one another, and we help each other to grow without an intention of personal gain. Now, the instances which I've just described can be thought of as relatively low maintenance. So already you could say that putting others before yourself isn't particularly an issue. I could say that these acts of love are low maintenance in themselves. Now, let's apply the same logic to a few situations which are of a somewhat higher level of maintenance. One, you're feeling incredibly sick and you should be resting in bed, but a friend needs you to help them move some boxes around. That's probably going to make you more ill, even though you've been told to stay home and rest. What do you do? Two, you made some plans to go out with a significant other on Friday night, but your employer asks of you that you stay an hour later to get some more work done. Now that would mean that you'd be late for your previously made arrangement. What do you do? Number three, you finished all your studying and you had plans to spend some time with yourself, a good book or a film, and generally you wanted to relax, because in all honesty you haven't done that for a while. Then a friend asks you if you can proofread their work last minute. Now, it would take a few hours, and that definitely means that your you time is off the table. It would probably even mean that you would end up going to sleep much later than you planned, and you wanted to get up early tomorrow morning. What do you do? Now, these scenarios you may find a bit harder to answer. In the first instance, yes, you are indeed helping a friend, but you're also compromising your own health in the process. What would happen if that affects your ability to study, or work, or even help said friend in another instance? In the second scenario, you are putting your boss before yourself. And at first, that might seem fair, but then you have to reflect on the fact that in essence, you'd also be putting your boss before your significant other. And if that became a repeated behaviour, that might affect your relationship with said significant other negatively. In a third and final scenario, again, you'd be helping a friend, but at the cost of helping yourself. I mentioned a few episodes ago that we aren't machines, and that downtime for us is therefore of the utmost importance. What I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, is that there are times in which loving others through our actions is brilliant, and yes, that's a brilliant thing to do, but we must also make time to love ourselves. Earlier I parked the idea of whether or not putting others before yourself, and by extension loving others, was a learned behaviour or not. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to elaborate on that a bit further and start by saying that I personally think it's not solely a learned behaviour, but one which is innate to us. It's a behaviour that we nurture through being taught. I believe naturally all of us have the capacity to feel for our fellow brothers and sisters, and we learn how best to do that as we grow and expose ourselves to new experiences and opportunities. We love others not because we gain from it, but because we feel that way naturally. And because we feel that way naturally, it can be hard to make a choice between expressing that love by helping others and loving ourselves by helping ourselves. And given that we're taught from such a young age to always put others before ourselves, sometimes we find ourselves in situations where we compromise our own emotional well-being unnecessarily. And in worst-case situations, we do that for people who arguably don't have our best interests or our well-being at heart. Sometimes it can be hard to tell someone, no, I have to spend time on myself for a little while. Not only is that hard to do because we innately have a desire to love and help others, but also because we believe that putting ourselves first before others is selfish, and by corollary, is wrong. I'd like to challenge that. By no means am I suggesting that we should always put ourselves first, when there are situations in which we can make a difference in the lives of others positively. But sometimes by giving ourselves that self-love, we enable ourselves to get better, and then better help those who we love and cherish. A car cannot run an empty tank. We are no different. As much as we want to love and support others, we must also take time to refill our tanks, recharge our batteries, however you'd like to phrase it. So I want to ask you, how will you love yourself a bit better this month and this year? Will you take the time to fit in regular breaks? Will you learn how to stand strong and say that you need time for yourself to those around you? This isn't so much of a short-term challenge, because loving oneself can be difficult. I'd like to remind you all that love does not demand perfection, for none of us are perfect. Love politely asks for acceptance. If we can accept ourselves for all of our strengths and weaknesses, we become more whole as beings. We evolve, and we can then share that evolution with the world and with ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for today. As per usual, I'd like to thank the artists whom without, I would not have been able to produce this episode. You can find their details in the description of this episode as per usual. I've been your host, Mr. Mocha. Tune in next week for another episode on this month's theme of love. It's been a pleasure talking to you all. See you next time.
How do I finish off this episode? Just remember that you are so much more than you think you are, even if it doesn't feel that way. Because remember, there was never a rainbow without a bit of rain first. Thank you.